That was just Robert Lesser Folsom with Spanish Lady, and before that, Jethro Tull with Look Into the Sun. And here's a quick PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. And I am going to play one more quick song, and then I will be joined by Bishara. We are just getting set up now. And what is a good setup song? What if we listened to... Actually, do you have any requests?
Do you know Moving Out by...
Yeah, by Billy Joel?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Moving Out. Cool. Here we go. We'll be back in a few.
We'll be right back.
back. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And now I am joined by the individual behind Bashara. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. I go by Bashara, but my name is Eli. I write and record and produce all of the music under the name Bashara, and I have a lovely band that plays my songs live as well. I'm very all over the place as an artist. I've made everything from electropop to folk music, singer-songwriter-y kind of things. More of that I'll be playing today. But I love making music. So
excellent. And how long have you been making music?
It's been kind of a lifelong thing. My parents are both musicians, and they were the parents that had headphones on my mom's belly playing Beethoven and Bach. My dad, there are home videos of my dad bouncing me up and down, listening to music in the living room, beatboxing into my face, like bouncing me around to the music. They put me in piano lessons when I was four. I've picked up drums and saxophone and guitar and bass along the way.
You know, it's funny. I had a very similar experience, but was never put into the instrument lessons. So now I'm just good at listening to music, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, being able to appreciate music is very important.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a perfect gig for it here.
It's a blast. It's so much fun. Are there any specific genres that, you probably wouldn't remember, but are there any genres other than Beethoven and Mozart that you know that they were playing for you?
Funny you mentioned it, actually. I remember us listening to one of those early U2 CDs, which is like completely different from the type of stuff that I make now, but it's just, for some reason, I remember that very distinctly.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the Gypsy Kings, the Latin American group as well. All over the place. My dad is a jazz pianist, so I heard a lot of jazz growing up, and my mom is a classical guitarist, and she would, play me songs as I was drifting off to sleep when I was a kid. So
very sweet. Yeah. It's funny. My parents, when I was a kid, they got me an alarm clock radio, and the first thing I did was I went and found the classic rock station. I was like, very cool. You know, it's a great thing to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
So shout out anyone who's listening, trying to get to bed at 8:08.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on that, let's see, you just moved to the Boston area. You had been based in Amherst.
Yeah. So, I grew up in the suburbs outside of Boston. I grew up in Dedham and Westwood.
Mm-hmm.
I moved out to Amherst for school at UMass, and unfortunately got sent back to the suburbs during COVID, but then I managed to get back out there once the quarantine was lifted, and then got really heavily involved in the music scene out in Amherst, especially after, having been locked up for a year and a half. It was really nice to get that, social interaction again and also that music again.
Mm-hmm.
During quarantine, I started writing and producing my music, formally. And so I went back to Amherst and got very quickly involved in the music scene there. And stayed out there to finish school, stayed out there for a couple of years after school, working and playing in various bands. And then I just moved back to the Boston area in September, a month and a half ago, to try and become a part of a bigger music scene. I love the Western Mass music scene, but it's small and dispersed.
Yes.
And I figure here everybody's sort of living on top of each other. So there's going to be a lot more here for me.
Yeah. Well, would you like to play us one of your tracks?
Sure.
Cool. Yeah.
This song is called Shoes to Fill, and I've sort of adapted it from the way that it was originally written and recorded to suit just guitar and vocals a little bit more. When I know something in my head but can't let go of something in my heart, you know it's a true thing. If understanding's only just a part, if I try I can even see that all I know is only true to me. You wouldn't believe the life I've lived, the things that I have seen. There you are in the corner watching me. Quiet eyes, no surprise on what you see. But you won't step away, cause you don't know who you are yet, only time will show. There you are in the corner watching me. Quiet eyes, no surprise on what you see. But you won't step away, cause you don't know who you are yet, only time will show. Who am I to judge you? All I do is wait for you to act. You can't stare forever, even if I'm staring back. Cause we all have a part to play and shoes to fill, and someone waiting for just one more. A handout's never easy when it's yours. I look at you crazy. You told me that this life was only mine, and I've got time. But somehow only realize now you lied. There you are in the corner watching me. Quiet eyes, no surprise on what you see. But you won't step away, cause you don't know who you are yet, only time will show. There you are in the corner watching me. Quiet eyes, no surprise on what you see. But you won't step away, cause you don't know who you are yet, only time will show. Who am I to judge you? All I do is wait for you to act. You can't stare forever, even if I'm staring back. Yeah, thank you.
Woo. How long ago did you write that one?
That was 3 years ago, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was written right at the time when I was getting involved with the Western Mass music scene.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. Very cool. And sorry that I didn't have your guitar turned on at the beginning there.
Oh, no.
That was, yeah. I mean, I was like, it sounds really quiet and the levels aren't changing. Like, oh, no. Yeah. That's because I could hear it from the amp, but not from the board. But yeah, okay. We got it. We got it in the end. Well before the end, actually.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's see. Bashar, that's your middle name, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, cool. I read the article that came up when I Googled you. Yes. Although I did notice in that one, it had a capital S.
Yeah.
But you prefer the lowercase B?
Either or.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, I noticed on your Instagram and other official artist pages.
Yeah.
Like, okay, lowercase s, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
As
long as you pronounce it right, that's really
did I get it right? Bashara?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got it.
Cool.
Yeah.
How have you heard it mispronounced before?
Bashara, Bashara, which is like kind of more of the correct like Arabic pronunciation of it, but I don't know. At the end of the day, I don't really care about it like one way or the other how people pronounce it. But you know, it's nice when people say it as my parents intended it.
That's right. Names are names, you know? Yeah. So you've just moved to the Boston area. Is there anywhere in the area around here where you have found yourself going and feeling inspired?
I've been living just north of Davis Square, so I've spent a lot of time there and also Porter and Central. That's kind of just like where the red line takes me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, also do you know about the Somerville commuter trail that just takes you right into Boston. I do a lot of bike riding, which will become apparent in one of the songs that I'll be playing later. But I do a lot of bike riding, and biking around the city is stressful. But once I get on the bike path, it's like really nice because you can just kind of relax and move along.
Yeah, much more peaceful there. And actually, I'll have to make sure that I find the biking PSA for the second hour. We did the pedestrian one for the first hour. Yeah. It only makes sense to do biking next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perfect. Where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, I'm Bashara Music on Instagram and B'SHARA Bashara on Spotify, Apple Music, you know, any streaming platform that you might use.
Cool. Do you have any gigs coming up?
Let me see. I have a release show for a friend of mine who's putting out a EP on November 7th at the Cantab Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be playing his original material. I'll be playing mine. I think there will be some other people on the bill as well. I'm looking to get some shows booked with my full band as well. In the Boston area, but you know, that'll be the next time that I'm
for
on.
Sure, for yeah. sure. And well, are there any other projects that you're involved in?
I'm playing drums in the Potluck Blues Band, which is a band of people who play the blues, as the name would suggest.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we had a show at the Midway Cafe last Friday. We've got another show coming up at Cantab Lounge. And I know that we've got more shows coming up, but you can check out Potluck Blues Band on Instagram for all of our upcoming show dates.
Cool. Well, you know what to do. Keep an eye out there. Sorry for stealing your amp, Joel. What?
Are you using this?
No, it's all yours. Yes. Halloween's coming right up. Do you have a costume picked out? Can I ask that?
Oh, shoot. funnily enough, I don't have a costume because I'm going to a family reunion in Peoria, Illinois, of all places. Yeah. On the weekend of Halloween.
And they're not doing a dress-up party?
You know, I guess I'll find out when I get there. But
you'll be the only one not in costume.
Yeah.
Oh,
rats. Yeah.
You'll have to pack one just in case.
Right, right, yes. Right.
Yeah. I'm also not going to be in town. I'm going to a wedding.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
But there will be a costume party the night before. Or like nice. on Halloween, and the wedding's the next day. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be really fun to do a Halloween wedding and have everybody show up in costume.
Yeah.
That would be pretty nice, actually.
Yeah.
That would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the picture that you would get from that.
Right?
Like
memories, for
know,
sure.
Seeing, you know, your uncle dressed up as, you know, Frankenstein or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I feel like it's a good conversation starter, too.
Mm.
Yeah. Everyone likes a Halloween party.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Whoa. Okay. I'm going to have to think about this.
For sure.
Okay. So growing up, the house that I had in my front yard was a black walnut tree. And the smell of the black walnut tree, just like, you know, the...
it's very spicy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like pungent, but not in a bad way, in a good way. So the smell of that always reminds me of the house that I grew up in. So that would be really nice. I also, I like birch trees, just like the sort of the flakiness of them, I guess. Deciduous trees also in general, intrigue me because they are evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, any one of those would, yeah.
Yeah.
Would do.
Excellent selection of mm-hmm. trees there. And on that note, would you like to play another track for us?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
This next song I wrote about moving out of Western Massachusetts, which it was difficult to do. Actually, funny that you brought up the trees. It was difficult to do because the summer in Western Massachusetts is kind of magical just because of all the nature and the streams and rivers and, you know, hiking and all of that stuff. Yeah, so this song is called Ode to the Valley. I've been riding past the houses where my friends used to live. I am paying my respects to the kids who used to give all their hours to the lazy afternoons in late September, making sure they'd have a million sunny evenings to remember. Wading through the riverbed, I try and slow my spinning mind, try and count the little ripples passing by me as they wind gently round my tired legs, moving slowly as they stride out toward the little wooden bridge beyond the great divide. Sand slips through my fingers, life is rushing past my face. It's taking just 1 second to ask me about my place, wondering why my feet are planted ever firmly to this ground, and if moving right back home will really mean that I'm unbound. Ain't it funny how your nerves will tend to rise when things are still? When you finally get settled, something tells you climb that hill, 'cause the thought of the uncharted's tempted many men before, and the pull of sirens' wailings luring countless men ashore. Now I pick up my two options, feel their weight upon my palms. In my left are swaying trees, whistling grasses and their psalms. In the other there's no weight, nothing to tell me if I'm wrong, just a hope that in the mystery I'll find where I belong. Sand slips through my fingers, life is rushing past my face. It's taking just 1 second to ask me about my place, wondering why my feet are planted ever firmly to this ground, and if moving right back home will really mean that I'm unbound.
Thank you. Yes, and that was a perfect track to play, given the tree talk.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that a specific valley?
Yeah, the Pioneer Valley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that out in Western Mass?
Yeah.
Somewhere? Yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically north of the Holyoke Mountain Range, between that and the Connecticut River is the Pioneer Valley.
Gotcha.
So, you know, Amherst, Northampton, Hadley, all of those towns. Yeah, it's definitely a specific vibe out there that I grew very accustomed to. Yeah, it was a hard place to leave behind, 'cause I, you know, felt like I kind of became an adult out there. But, you know, it also felt like outgrowing your shoes or something like that. So
it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And it's like a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I, never too far.
Although, I have been going back and forth quite a lot. I just got a new job and I work out there still 1 day a week.
Mm.
So, you know, it's been like every Thursday night I drive out there and then Saturday I come back. So it hasn't been too distant. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, always good to stay true to those special places.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm gonna scroll down deep on the list.
is this your list of questions?
This is my list of questions. Gotcha. It's like it's grown and grown and grown.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But I usually just stick to like a couple ones that I really like. So I'm gonna. Okay. What would a day in the life of Bashara the band look like in 2050?
Okay. So, Bashar the band, I would say, I'm hoping that we are either on tour or actively recording something. So I would say, you know, everybody wakes up, does their morning routines, and then either gets on the bus to go, you know, start a tour, or everybody meets in the studio to, you know, work on some new material. And, you know, we do that from maybe 9 to noon or something like that. And then we go get some lunch at like maybe a Mediterranean spot or something like that, get a falafel wrap or something. And then, you know, continue on until maybe 5 or 6. And then, you know, finish up at the studio, get some socializing in, go out to a bar or go see a show or something like that. I guess this is along the studio session timeline. Mm-hmm. Go out and see a show after having written some new music, and then, you know, go home and have some dinner, or actually get dinner out after the show.
Ooh.
Hang out.
it sounds like yeah. A good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's a weird, that's why I don't ask that question. Mm-hmm. That much. It's a weird question. Where do you go with that?
Yeah.
A similarly weird one, but maybe a little bit more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have an audience of rowdy toddlers or overly critical seniors?
Ooh. I feel like I've played for overly critical seniors before. Rowdy toddlers might be a fun switch up.
Mm-hmm. As long as they can't get on the stage.
Right, like, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the toddlers are going to be necessarily like stage diving or crowd killing each other, yeah, or anything like, yeah, that. Although at that age, is it really crowd killing or is it just throwing just a tantrum?
Toddling around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think just for the sake of experiencing something new, I would go with the toddlers just to see if I could like crowd control a little bit. Yeah, that would be a fun one to try and do.
Yeah. One more before I ask for another track, but do you have any favorite little happy accidents that have made their way into any of your recorded music?
Well, actually, this leads in quite nicely. One of the songs that I'm about to play for you is called Ill-Advised Bicycle Ride. And I can tell you the story of the song if you'd like to hear it.
Absolutely, yes.
So about a year ago, a little bit more now, I was hospitalized with a pretty serious medical condition. And I ended up spending a week and some change bouncing around to different doctors and then getting admitted to a hospital. I lost some motor function in my left hand, during the course of this. Wanted to get back to playing as soon as I could so that I could start to regain that motor function. So I was playing guitar in the hospital and I was just doing, you know, really simple, just like one finger pressing one string on, or one fret on the guitar, just because I like didn't have the technical facility to do more than that anymore. So I spent a week cooped up in the hospital, sort of starting to write this song. I got back home to Western Mass at the time, finally after having spent so much time there. Started to write the lyrics down for this song, about, you know, getting out of the hospital. And then, I'm a very like active person. I just need to be doing something all the time. I was still, recovering, but I, because I had been, you know, bedridden, basically. I just needed to get out on my bike. And I was still, like, kind of wobbly, like, not really able to keep my balance very well. But I just needed to get that autonomy back so much that, you know, even though my doctors probably would have torn their hair out if they knew that I had done that, I went out for this bike ride once I got back home, and got back from that bike ride and wrote this song, well, wrote the lyrics to this song that I had been working on while I was in the hospital. And yeah, I called the song Ill-Advised Bicycle Ride. So
cool.
This train's coming, but this swelling in my brain's blocking out the picture frame. I can't seem to find the hope I lost way up the line. Vertigo twisted my eyes. The light which used to lead becomes too strong and starts to bleed. I can't feel it, but I gotta see it through. I don't know if this time I still be enough to keep the pace with the face I can't replace. I always seem to find something wrong in this head of mine. Try and keep a steady flow, then out to pasture time we'll go. Let some stay, they'll always know. I can't feel it, but I gotta see it through. So I ride through familiar places, and despite my shaking stride, I push the pedals down and find feel it, but I gotta see it through. I can't feel it, but I gotta see it through. Yeah, I forgot to mention, the reason that I brought it up was that I recorded the lyrics into the microphone on my laptop, like the very low quality, laptop microphone that, you use for Zoom calls or, FaceTime calls or whatever. That vocal was the one that we ended up using in the final version of the song. Even with the, like, the background noise of the fan on the computer spinning up and everything like that, because it just felt like the most raw take.
Yeah.
So that was the reason why I brought it up.
Perfect. Yeah, nice and lo-fi that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't get that effect any other way. No, very cool. And I'm flipping through for the
the biking
PSA. Bicycle safety.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yes. Do you have any fun facts about bicycles?
Whoa. I don't know if it's not quite a fact, but I was just at the Honk Fest this past weekend, which very heavily featured mixed medium bicycles is the way that I would describe it. It was kind of like people had Frankensteined together a bunch of different creations that had various levels of functionality in terms of actually being rideable. But it was very funny to see them riding around in between all of the, you know, brass bands and stuff like that.
I have bad news. It must be in the other room. No biking PSA in here. But yeah, Honk, I have lived in and around... I lived near Davis Square for like 5 years and then moved three stops down the Red Line and have been near Honk. Like, I think I was hanging out at my friend's house in Davis Square during Honk, and, like, we went up onto their roof and, like, saw bits and pieces, and we were like, huh, that's cool.
Yeah.
let's hang out here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it seems like a really fun event.
It really was. It was a blast. I think on the Thursday of that weekend, I heard a, like, brass band playing, and I had known that there was something that was going to be going on in town this weekend. So I just, like... You know, I work from home, so I just stepped outside my front door on my front porch, and there was a brass band rehearsing, like, in the baseball field across the street from me. So I just, like, stood in the doorway, just, like, listening for, you know, a couple minutes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Boston, you know, that's one thing about Boston versus out in Western Mass, there, as you were saying, everyone's living right on top of each other.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for another weird question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Let's not get too esoteric here.
We can get esoteric.
Yeah, sure.
I might need a minute to think about it, but sure.
Here, if what would be your dream venue to play at?
Well, I'll say like a short term dream venue, and then that'll give me time to think of a long term dream venue. I would love to play at the Crystal Ballroom, which is right down the street from me. Hopefully I can put that out into the world and that'll happen. I would love to play NPR Tiny Desk. That would also be really cool. But as far as like bigger shows, playing like Tanglewood out west would be really nice, or like, you know, Red Rocks in California or something like that. Just I don't have aspirations to play, you know, mega stadiums or anything like that, but larger rooms like that would be really cool.
Yeah, I haven't been to Red Rocks yet, but it seems awesome.
Yeah
Very, very cool. Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Who would your dream musical collaboration be with?
There's going to be a couple, so I'm going to run down a list. First of all, I have to say, rest in peace to D'Angelo. We lost a legend. And, you know, I would have loved to have collaborated with him. Steve Lacy was another one. He was super influential in my like beginning to record my music. When I learned that he made all of his songs on his iPhone, I was like, okay, if he can do all of that with this as I'm holding up my phone, then, you know, what's my excuse to not go and record the stuff that I'm working on? Thundercat would be awesome. I'm a bass player as well, but to call yourself a bass player next to Thundercat is blasphemy. So, would love to play with Thundercat. There's an artist who had a song blow up on Spotify, Bickle, B-I-C-K-L-E. His sound is really, really unique. And I feel like our ideas and our styles would bounce off of each other really well. Would love to work with McGee, but that's like, you know, like a very, lofty one. But, those are the ones that I can think of right now.
Solid choices all around. Here's one. It sounds like you already play a bunch of really cool instruments, but if you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play another one,
ooh,
what would you choose?
Well, I play a little bit of flute, but if I could wake up tomorrow and be able to rip a jazz flute solo, I would be over the moon. That, like, jazz flute to me is such an amazing sound and an amazing addition to, like, you know, jazz in general. Would love to be able to do that. I would also love to play organ. I play piano, but getting the coordination to do the, you know, foot pedal, bass, and knowing how to maneuver the instrument in terms of like the drawbars and the volume pedal and doing swells and all that stuff, that would be incredible. Yeah, I'm trying to think of one that would just be like completely out of left field. Okay, so there's a Middle Eastern instrument that's used in a lot of folk music in the Middle East called the midjwiz, and it's a two-reeded instrument. So there's one that's kind of a drone, and then the other one that you actually play different melodies on. And these days, most people will, you know, play whatever melody they're trying to play on a keyboard sample, because I think the instrument was probably very temperamental because it was, you know, a very, like a pencil length and diameter sized instrument that was probably really difficult to keep in tune and everything like that. But being able to play that would be really fun. It's a sound that when I hear it, like I have some, not very much, but some ancestry that can be traced back to the Middle East. That's kind of where I got my middle name. It just takes me back to a place that I've never been before. So being able to do that would be really cool.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Great, great answers. And with that, would you like to play us another song?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Oh, and actually, before you do, I did find a bike PSA. It is pre-recorded.
Yeah. Great. There we go. Let's do it.
So yeah, let's. Oh, that buzz isn't good. But okay, it is not playing. It is just buzzing. So there's our answer. I will find us a regular PSA later.
Yeah. Give me one second.
Yeah, for sure. Or actually, in that case, I could find one now really quickly.
Take your time.
Here's one. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And your friends here at WMFO Medford. If you ever have a crisis, actually no, definitely call a friend, call someone who actually could help. If you're not having a crisis, you're welcome to go to the DJ chat at wmfo.org/DJ-chat, and we can chat there. But we are not probably not legally able to help you if you are in need of a crisis assistance. So yeah, anyway, on that note.
Back in high school when we first met, I remember talking to you. I was nervous, I could never forget. You looked so cool with your leather jacket, aviators, chucks, and all your friends at the school. I saw so much in you, but I guess you couldn't see it. All the money you blew on weed and liquor and driving your car. Now you wouldn't dream of driving so far. You know there's something deep down in your heart. It's been holding you back, it won't let you start. 'Cause it was 5 years ago I visited you. You'd been drinking all day, you drank all night too. But someday I'll put these mountains behind me. I'll take care of you better than you can take care of yourself. For all I know, I could be
pray that I'll be just in time, for you end up in the obituary, 'cause you were sipping cranberry limes. Back in high school when we first met, I remember that you pissed me off. It's something that I'll never forget. Took nothing seriously, but you played those changes so effortlessly. I remember they saw so much in you, but I guess you couldn't see what my mom and dad knew. That you always had something that I couldn't do, but I guess they gave me something you didn't have to. You know there's something deep down in your heart, it's been holding you back, but now you'll start recognizing all the things that are in your reach. Please excuse my involuntary tendency to preach, but someday I'll put these mountains behind me. I'll take care of you better than you can take care of yourself. I know I could be too late. I pray that I'll be just in time, before you end up in the obituary, 'cause you were sipping cranberry limes. For all I know I could be too late, but I pray that I'll be just in time.
Thank you.
Thank you. What was that one called?
Cranberry Lime.
Cranberry Lime.
Yeah.
Is that one out?
No. I have a slew of songs that I'm attempting to put out before the end of the year. They're not all one album, but collectively they're about an album's worth of songs. I just put out three, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, that are unfortunately nothing like the material that I've been playing tonight, but that's okay. They're electro-pop influenced by Jai Paul and M83 and MGMT and Passion Pit. Shout out Boston group Passion Pit. So check those out if you like my songwriting style. The project is called Heart on Overdrive, and shout out to Sapa for the cover art. Sapa is a painter, artist, multimedia, that also moved from Western Mass to here a year ago. He and I met in the music scene out west, and I've been friends since, worked together on some stuff. He's a really great artist, so check him out.
Cool. That's the one that came out 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Sweet. And where should, if anyone missed it before, where should people go to keep an eye out or an ear out for the one that's coming up by the end of the year?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Let me see. My Spotify is Bashara, B'SHARA. I'll post about it on my Instagram, which is Bashara Music, B'SHARAMUSIC. Yeah.
Yes. Cool. Let's see. Do you have any good jokes?
Put me on the spot. I don't.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah, you can play an instrument. You don't need jokes. Yeah. I'll also take memorable quotes if you have any of those.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I have something kind of adjacent to that, which is a list of. I feel like if you ask any musician this, they'll have, if not a list, just a couple of ideas floating around of potential band names, mm-hmm. if they were to ever get into a new band that needed a name. So I could pull up the list of band names.
I would love to hear them. Yes. I mean, as someone who does not have a band and is not likely to be in a band anytime soon, mm-hmm. I also have a list like that.
Yeah,
and I have several other friends who are not musically inclined, but have those lists. So hearing one of those lists from a real musician is quite a privilege.
Let me see. We've got Theoretical Glass. We've got Death by Technicality. Not laughing at that one, laughing at the next one. A lot of times these come up in conversation as just like funny isms.
Yeah.
I think I was talking about how ridiculous it was, the number of people like hopping on Ozempic and other like weight loss drugs. and I uttered the phrase prenatal Ozempic.
Whoa.
Yeah. which, you know, interpret that as you will. There's another one that is jumping out to me, which I need to credit my friend Eric for. Shout out Eric Klein back in Western Mass. He was trying to remember the name of Ezekiel bread. And he said Jebediah Loaf.
Which, that's a solid band name. Yeah.
Yeah. Jebediah yeah. Loaf. I'm trying to sort out which ones of these are not going to be air appropriate. I've got non-Euclidean blanket for all of my math and physics nerds mm-hmm. out there. I've got gorilla vape, not G-O-R, but G-E-U-R-R-I-L-L-A, gorilla mm-hmm. vape. Yeah, those are a few.
Solid.
I hope that could fill the space that a joke might.
That absolutely, you know, it shows innovative, divergent thought, and that's always good.
Hey, another band name, Divergent Thought.
Oh, there we go. Yes,
write that down.
we're coming up close to the bottom of the hour, but I think we probably have time for about one more song and then a couple questions.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me take a look.
Or
at
two short ones, if you wanted.
Let me take a look.
Probably closer to the one side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read a PSA. We're all set there. While you think about that, if your music had a smell, what would it smell like?
Whoa. I think depending on what genre I'm working in, I think a lot of my folky sort of singer-songwriter stuff would smell like campfire. And specifically cedar wood burning. I had some incense that was like basically compressed cedar wood.
Like the
dust.
Little log.
Yeah.
Thing? My mom got me a pack of those.
I love
yeah.
those. I need yeah. to get some more. A lot of those songs I wrote while burning that incense. So I think that would be the smell of those songs. I'm trying to think of what the electropop stuff would sound like, because that just seems like the most out there smell. Maybe like, oh man, I don't know. This is the esoteric thing that you were
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about. Shoot. Ooh, it would smell like milled metal, like if you've ever been in a machine shop or something like that, like the smell of
mystery oil
yeah.
heating up. Yeah.
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 Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. I can picture it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, mystery oil is the name of a product.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. I don't know what it is, but that is yeah. the official name. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll play another song for you now. This one is a couple years old. It's called Rot My Teeth.
Love is sweet like sugar when it's going down. And I get this feeling when you're coming round. Think that all these sweets are gonna rot my teeth, but I can't let you see what's underneath. After all these years I couldn't tell if I finally knew myself so well, if I found what I need and nothing more. Will I let myself go through that door? I can't shake these thoughts, no, they mean well. They remind me why it's hard to tell. bodyguard. Can I just let go and have some fun? Will your weary hearts take off and run? After all these years, I couldn't tell if I finally knew myself so well. If I found what I need and nothing more, will I let myself go through that door? Longing for the one I need. Do I deserve the things I seek? Longing for the one I need. Do I deserve to feel complete?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right. And on that note, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Been a pleasure having you. And I don't know, we probably have time for one more quick question. So I'll try and find a really weird one. if your instrument turned into... actually, no, this is a different one. If your music could summon a mythical creature, which one would it be?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
If my instrument could summon a mythical creature.
Or if your music could. Because the other question was going to be, if your instrument suddenly, if your guitar suddenly turned into a mythical creature, which one would it be? They're like right next to each other on the list.
Yeah. okay. So I would hope that my, I'll give you two. I would hope that my, acoustic singer-songwriter material would summon some sort of sentient mushroom with arms and legs and a very, calming personality that would just sort of saunter over to you and start chopping it up, having a nice warm conversation.
Yes. Not itself up. That would be kind of horrifying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, here, eat some mushroom.
Yeah, right.
Eat of my body.
body of Christ or something.
Yeah. body of mellow mushroom.
Yeah. body of shiitake. and then I think my sort of...
That's a good band name. Body of shiitake.
Body of shiitake. Yeah. Okay, hold on. I got to write that down. And then I think that my my electro pop stuff would summon a sort of cyberpunk fairy that would appear with, you know, sort of the general characteristics of a fantastical fairy, but with maybe a pair of overly chunky headphones with some ears on them or something like that, and piercings and jewelry and stuff like that.
Bright green pixie cut.
Yeah.
Appropriate for a pixie. Mm-hmm. Yes. Excellent. If you could make the soundtrack for any movie, what movie would it be?
Ooh.
And it could be one that already exists or just one that you make up on the spot or hypothetical concept.
I would love to score a Miyazaki movie. That would be an absolute dream and a pleasure. Studio Ghibli or something like that. I have an album that I put out 3 years ago that was all instrumental guitar and just like I layered and layered and layered guitar. I was trying to work on melody lines, and so that sort of took shape in me writing a bunch of voice leading lines. That project is called Up Till Sunrise. If you want very mellow instrumental guitar music to have your morning commute to when you're trying to not to get stressed out before you get to work, I would highly recommend listening to that. And that would be the kind of thing that I would want to write for a animated movie like that.
Excellent. Well, on that note, Bashara, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Max. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. And stick around for